News Talk 1620 WTAW through 10 meetings, more than 2,000 public comments. That and more has gone into the Bryan College Station Metropolitan Planning Organization's 2050 thoroughfare plan. And after months of meetings and comments and adjustments, final recommendations are being posed to the MPO's policy board Monday afternoon at the Brazos County Administration Building inside the Commissioner's Court Room. Had an opportunity to visit with the MPO's Executive Director, Dan Rudge, who says that there's going to be a public comment period before the policy board makes a final decision on Monday afternoon.
The policy board, after a series of 11 meetings, the Technical Advisory Committee has recommended for approval the 2050 Bryan College Station Metropolitan Planning Organization major thoroughfare concept. So the board will be taking public comments and considering adoption at that meeting. They will have three choices available to them. They will adopt it as recommended by the TAC. They can make minor modifications to it and then approve it, or they can send it back to the TAC and ask for additional changes.
It's very rare that we discuss the organization of the MPO and the policy board specifically. Who makes up the membership of the policy board?
Yeah, the policy board is chaired by Commissioner Nancy Berry, former mayor of College Station, the current mayor of College Station, Dr. Carl Mooney, representing the city of Bryan is Councilman Greg Owen, and then from Texas A&M we have Dr. Bill Stockton, who is the assistant director for the Texas A&M Transportation Institute, and then we have Lance Simmons, who is the resident district engineer for TxDOT. Those are the five board members that I answer to.
You noted that the MPO received more than 2,000 public comments. That's quite a number.
Yes, we were really happy with the number of comments that we received, and it took us a long time to get through the process because we took every single comment and we considered every single comment. So we're really pleased with the number of comments that we received. And we'd really like to thank the people that took the time to comment because it really did lead to some major changes on the map.
Having to balance that with what the existing highway structure is like and balancing what the comprehensive plans of both cities are, and you also have to balance all of that with other competing interests, I suppose, on the state and federal levels to make all this happen. Have I missed any other things that y'all had to take into account?
Well, there were some other things that are going on within the state of Texas in the United States that influenced how the map was devised. For example, we have the Interstate 14 corridor that's supposed to pass directly through Bryan College Station. So part of the map was created to accommodate I-14. We have the potential for Freeport, Texas becoming the deepwater port of choice for the Port of Houston. And if that becomes a reality, they will have a road constructed that would bypass downtown Houston and would essentially end right where State Highway 6 and 290 meet in Hempstead. So that traffic would then come straight up State Highway 6 towards us. Plus, we have the potential for a new light rail station, a high-speed rail station over in Grimes County. So those all went into what influenced the development of the map.
In addition to the public comments you've already received and then the invitation for those who still want to speak on Monday, for those who still haven't had an opportunity to look at the recommended proposal, where can one find that?
The concept is available at www.bcsmpo.org. And they have both a full-size map, which is basically a 3-foot by 5-foot map, or they can download a 11 by 17 size and print it on their computer.
Anything else that I've missed about this extended process to develop this plan?
Just that we are, you know, our population is expected to double between now and 2050. And rather than being in a position where we're constantly reacting to development, we thought it was time for us to become proactive.
And in a sense, development sometimes attracts itself to major highways, so you also have that to consider as well, don't you?
That is correct. And that was one of the issues that we dealt with a lot, was trying to balance the concerns of the agricultural operations throughout the county with the potential for development encroaching upon them because of where we've placed proposed roadways.
Thanks again to Dan Rudge of the Bryan College Station Metropolitan Planning Organization for the update and the preview of the MPO's policy board meeting on Monday afternoon. Online at WTAW.com, along with this interview, you'll see links to looking at the maps that have been proposed for final action, along with a list of frequently asked questions about the major thoroughfare concept. Some of the topics Dan Rudge talked about during the interview. Did want to bring up a couple of other things in this frequently asked questions list. For instance, what roads are shown on the thoroughfare plan. The MPO says only roads considered arterial or above or busier. The plan does not include collectors or local streets. When you look at the maps, you'll see dashed lines. Are those dashed lines, which are the routes set in stone? The answer is no. The routes can vary as much as a mile in any direction, but typically will be moved to follow property lines or avoid environmentally sensitive areas. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.